Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am so thrilled today because with us we have Lisa Marie Plotsky. Lisa Marie is the founder of Upside Thinking and an international, many times over, best-selling author. And her newest book is Connection, the New Currency Anthology. Lisa Marie, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Vicki, thank you so much. It's an honor and a delight to be here with you.
Well, I wanted to start, for people that haven't had the pleasure of meeting you or attending any of your seminars and all the wonderful work that you're doing worldwide, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to the work you're currently doing.
Absolutely. Thank you. So my background is in federal law enforcement, and I was on the piers in New York over 9/11, loved what I did, loved the work in law enforcement, and had the opportunity to open my own business after my husband and I had many conversations about what I was going to do in the next iteration after we were married, and have had the business now and am so grateful for the opportunity to still be in the leadership world. And so I have clients all over the world, do coaching, consulting, training, and have my annual Design Your Destiny Live conference, in addition to countless other retreats in the United States and outside. So just love the work that I do. It's a humbling experience to be able to be a business owner and think that from where I grew up that this could be the work that I'm doing today.
Well, you're quite a prolific writer, and I would love it if you would share how the work that you're doing transcended into creating books for people all over the world.
Well, that's a great question. The first time, you know, when I opened my business, Vicki, I was not looking at being a writer at all. I loved the speaking, loved the training, and what happened was I was in this leadership development program, and there was a woman there who was fascinating, and I can still remember it as clear as yesterday, the conversation that we were having. And the conversation was around, who are you, what do you want, and why does that actually matter? Why does that make a difference for the world, for the planet, to do good for making the world a better place for others? And as I was asking these questions, I recognized that these were questions that I had often asked myself. And they were questions that led me to leave a career that I loved and to pursue this path of opening my own business and truly designing my destiny. And the woman that I was speaking to said, those are questions that I've never asked myself. And we entered into this lengthy conversation, and I realized that there were so few people who stopped to pause and think about what it is that they actually wanted out of their life. That it was really more about you go to school, you get the degree, you check the box off, you do the next thing and the next thing. And the time for reflection as to whether or not this is really what you want didn't necessarily occur for most of the people that I met, because I began, that conversation led me to ask more and more people, which then led to my first book, Designing Your Destiny. And, of course, my event that I've done for the last 11 years called Design Your Destiny Live. And that led to more exploration on what is it that people really think about and where is it that they get stuck. And that's really why this book is actually a second edition, the Connection, the New Currency book, because there's such an importance in the value of connection and its ability to build wealth and community and prosperity. But I didn't start out saying, oh, I'm going to write lots of books. It really came from that one conversation, that one afternoon in that leadership development program, where I simply recognized that the way that I had researched in my own life to intentionally choose the path that I was on was not the way many people made decisions, and the value that could come from that. And then, of course, you know, research in other areas. So I found that then writing is such a beautiful way to allow people to see and learn something that they may not have otherwise explored for themselves. And obviously, you'd think that that would have come natural since I love to read and I love to learn. However, I just hadn't thought about it for myself.
That's so interesting to focus on that and go beyond connection. The New Currency is an anthology, so it in itself is connection and collaborative work. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how that evolved.
Well, that body of work happened because I had two colleagues who said, you know, you've published books before, and we'd really love to get our message out into the world. And once again, the same idea of where they saw in their own lives the things that they provided that were value to their own circle. And so they came to me and said, you know, will you help us do this? And I thought, okay, once again, not something that I had sat and thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to help other people get their messages out. It just was such a natural fit. And because I believe in connection and have done 25 years of research on the topic, it made a lot of sense for this book to be birthed because of that conversation. And so these two women, in their desire to get their message out, allowed me to then reach out to my own circle and network and invite others in to really speak about this idea of community and collaboration and prosperity, and how when you have more than one person who's working on something or helping you, you get to benefit that power of leverage to move a project forward faster and certainly better because you have many ideas. So it actually came from a conversation with two women who were interested in getting their message out.
Lisa Marie, so much comes from like conversations for you, and you just turn them into these great creative giants, you know. It's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about, you've written your own books, and then now with the anthologies, how does that differ from the standpoint of your experience and putting it together and actually getting it out there in the world?
That's a great question, Vicki, because it is when you have different people who see things from a different vantage point and have their own ideas and perspectives, and making it a cohesive body of work. It's different than you sitting down and saying, okay, so here's what it is that I believe will make a difference, and I'm going to create this from start to finish. And so I'd say, you know, that's one of the pieces, was ensuring that although differing voices and differing perspectives, the desire to make it feel like and sound like it came from one, you know, the one collective, took a bit more intentional effort than it being all in my voice. And for me, I learned so much from the conversations that I had with each of the women that were in the book, because what motivated them to contribute was all different. And so their why of the importance of being part of the project was also different. And so how do you weave those together? And that was the conversation that I was having over and over and over again with the editor, so that it would come out as one body of work, where even though she and I were in conversation, it really was like having 13 other people in the conversation every time we met.
That is so beautiful and, you know, less than easy to achieve, I would imagine. And we've done our own anthology books. And I know that when you can really succeed, what you have with this book, it's absolutely wonderful. So what do you perceive as the message that you would like to have readers get from the book and the takeaway for them?
The biggest takeaway for me is that connections have the ability to yields incredibly valuable opportunities. And if you understand how to invest, understand how to connect, you can reap incredible rewards for yourself, incredible rewards for the community that you live in, and incredible rewards for the planet. Oftentimes, connection is mistaken. The idea that connecting is just having a conversation and then a connection is formed. It's an intentional process on both parties to truly connect, to bind, to become one, and then to be able to create something that's even more amazing and birth that into the world. And so, you know, for me, to have someone walk away with that and get that, to truly understand this art of connection and to dive in and work on mastering it, it has the ability to serve as the key, the magical key that can unlock amazing riches. And that part for me has been true in my own life, and I've watched it in the lives of so many others. And so this collection of stories of women who have different backgrounds and different ages and races and upbringings, in their stories, in their world, in their words, you know, they've blazed trails that really show the value of connection. And if more people would be able to utilize that power of connecting, to be able to master it, I just think that the planet would be a better place. The world would be a better place for all. And that's really what this book, you know, what I'm wanting this book to do, to be a force for good on the planet.
Oh, such a fabulous purpose and intention. I was wondering, years ago, I read a biography by Goldie Hawn, and she was talking about connections and relationships, and she compared it to a handshake. And she said that, you know, both people have to extend their hand to make a handshake, and that's like a connection, that willingness. For people who may run into challenges, either with themselves extending that much or engaging other people in extending that much, do you have a couple tips you could share that might be really helpful for connection?
Absolutely. And I love what you just shared. In fact, it gave me goosebumps, Vicki, when you talked about the handshake and the extension of self. And that is, I will take that with me. That's beautiful. So thank you. As far as tips go, there are blunders that get made in connection all the time. And one of the blunders to overcome and to be better at extending is to operate like a journalist. When people don't operate like a journalist, they become very focused on what they can get from a connection versus what to give or to learn. And so when you operate like a journalist, you understand the value of the who, the what, the where, the when, the how, and the why of a situation. And you become really good at asking questions and listening, which is what journalists do. And so the questions that may get asked are, why did you get interested in this work? How did you get started? How long have you been doing it? What do you perceive as being the biggest challenge in this industry or field? What have you done to be able to truly showcase what it is that you do? And not from a place of, I want to get sales or get something, but truly from a place of genuine connection to learn for the humanity of connection. So that's one thing. The second thing is, a blunder that sometimes gets made is people don't necessarily understand the differences of the 51-49 rule. That's what I call it, the 51-49 rule. It's always important to be more interested in others, 51% at least, and 49% interesting to others. And yet so many courses teach people how to be interesting to others and come up with a fabulous pitch that comes in a 30-second box versus really focusing on how to be interested in others, going back to that journalist piece. And if you remember to tip the scales always in being more interested versus interesting, connection can form. It's the extension of yourself to be interested in others. And another element is that operating on channel what's in it for me, you know, channel WIIFM, what's in it for me. And there are people who focus so much on what am I going to get from this potential connection that they fail to allow people to really see who they are. people are more interested in whether or not you care about them. The world is so in need of great leaders and people who are interested in others for, as I say, the humanity of it. And so remembering that no one likes to be pitched to or to be cornered about your great product or service, they really are interested in who you are as a person. And when you operate on the channel that is truly one that can see the value of others, you become someone that others want to spend time with. I recently had a client who shared, you know, you told me that this would happen and I didn't believe it. And what it was is that people follow the person first and then their great plan. Without even having all of the pieces set up in a program that she wanted to deliver, she had people who were saying, how do I sign up? And she said, I haven't even launched anything. But who she is and how she is when she connects with others makes her so attractive that she's like a magnet where people are drawn to her by her being. And so in real connection, that extension of that handshake, Vicki, it really is the extension of your being, because who you are being is always more valuable than what you say.
Oh, such good points. That is so rich and, again, so beautiful, Lisa Marie. You have done so much good work and just amazing things to contribute to the world, both in your writing as well as in the work you're doing. If you were to look at that, having a worldwide impact, almost like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Ooh, you know, I love the question, because legacy is such an important piece, and I go back to, you know, why am I doing this work in the first place? Like, why does it matter? And when I opened my business, Vicki, I actually, even taking a step back, when I was in the government, I really struggled. You know, the guys didn't want to work with me in the beginning, and I had to learn how to connect. I had to learn how to really be seen for who I was, because I was visible, right? I had red, white, and blue nails and long blonde hair on the piers in New York. How could you not see me? And yet at the same time, I wasn't visible. And learning how to deeply connect was important to opening doors, and it led me to being the fastest promoted officer in the agency at the time. And then taking that to open my business, it was this piece of, well, why am I doing the business? Yes, it's convenient, and yes, it marries up with my values of freedom and fun and flexibility. Yet why am I really doing this? When I sat and thought about it, you know, there's many reasons. You know, one, wanting to make a difference. You know, I wanted to be, you know, Wonder Woman, a.k.a. Linda Carter at the time when I was growing up, and, you know, wanted to be able to change lives. And yet going back to that why, like, why does this work really matter? I knew for myself that in starting a business and opening a business that there were a lot of things that I didn't know. And I pushed really hard and got to the point where I was pretty close to burning myself out. I was definitely suffering alone because I would never, you know, share with anybody how hard this was. I got really clear that I didn't want other people to suffer or struggle. So that really became my life's work. And when I look at my legacy, I look at it as if there were more people in the world who were doing what they were called to do, if they really were listening to what they were called to have happen, the mission that they've been given, if there were more people that were really designing their destiny, then the majority of ills of the world would be healed, the majority of problems solved. There would be an awful lot of solutions to what are perceived problems now. I look at that as being the legacy for me that's so important, is really challenging and supporting people to make deeper connections and honor the mission that they're called to live out, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it doesn't seem like they have all the answers or the how. And so for me, that's really the legacy and why this work matters so much to me. Because I think that the planet could be very, very different if people each did whatever it is that they were called to do. I hope that answers your question.
It not only answered my question, but what a wonderful idea of a legacy and what, again, wonderful contribution that you're making in order to see that happen that could truly change our world in such an amazing way. Lisa Marie, thank you so much for being with us. I know that Connection, the New Currency Anthology, can be found on Amazon and major book dealers. But if people would like to connect with you and learn more about what you do, is there a website where they could go find out more information and connect?
Absolutely. The website is Upside Thinking. That would be UPSIDE. And then the word thinking, thinking.com, upsidethinking.com. And I love conversations and connecting. So, yes, more of that, please.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here today. It was just so captivating and so generous of you to share such valuable information.
I appreciate you, Vicki. Thanks for the invitation to be here with you.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's MYBOOK, MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.